Knowing that this day would come, Merlin still did not wish to witness Arthur's ruin. Resigned, Merlin walked to the slit window. Peering down, he saw people running, panicked for their lives. But Arthur's knights had not rushed out to defend themselves. Merlin saw a small boy run at a mounted knight with a pitchfork. It was Alwyn the page. Three more horsemen rushed to the scene, swarming over Alwyn. "So it is all lost," Merlin sighed. "I cannot allow the king to die without wisdom about the meaning of this day," Merlin thought. He began to write a note, not glancing around when a small mouse scurried in. "Back so soon?" Merlin muttered. Suddenly Melchior stood beside his master, breathless with news. "This is the army of Mordred, Arthur's lost son," Merlin said. "One might easily deduce that Mordred is behind all this, given that the outer walls were breached by magic." Melchior stood speechless. The callous old man merely sat there, unwilling to interfere in the destruction outside. Merlin softened. "Do not be deceived," he said. "There is more here than you realize." Suddenly Melchior fell to the floor, an arrow piercing his throat. "Mordred!" Merlin swore. He knew that no ordinary marksman could penetrate the tower. He knelt beside the agonized apprentice and touched the arrow, changing it into a small, fierce bird. Melchior sat up, the wound in his throat gone. Merlin tied the note to the bird and walked to the window. "Take heed," he said. "This is a dauntless predator despite his size." The old conjurer tossed the little bird out, watching it fly to Arthur's window. "I trust you know the name of such an unusual falcon," he quizzed. Melchior nodded and replied, "I believe they call it a Merlin."